when it matters most. When the odds are against me, when precedent says no, there I will be. When the right path happens to be the lonely path, and victory is separated by a drop 1 million feet deep or a cliff 2 million feet high, there I will be. When they expect failure, anticipate defeat, celebrate each setback, there I will be, standing tall. When there appears no way in, when my demons push me out, when my senses advocate retreat and the path forward is cloaked in doubt, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When I feel alone in my pursuit of tomorrow or tempted by the comfort of yesterday, when pride whispers of their relentless criticism and my legs cry out in exhaustion, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When hell rains down, when faith lets up, when my reason for beginning is replaced by a million little reminders of all that can go wrong, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When the sky looks like a ceiling, when the floor feels like home, when every light dims and every fear illuminates, when eyes roll and doors lock, when the sun submits, the clouds emerge, gravity flexes and my knees tremble, there I will be. Never will I back down, never will I cower or settle for the present when our future is limitless. I will get back up until I've made my point, won my battle, secured my fight. The world is simple, moving forward is not without its tests or lessons. But as long as I continue on, I evolve. With each step, I win. There's no running away or white flag or surrendering to the man in the mirror, the only conqueror capable of bringing me down. No, nothing will tell me what I can be. I will always be there, standing tall and ready, not because it's their will, but because each day is mine and not theirs. Look, I'm tired, I'm worn, but I'm here. And I'm ready for anything that waits ahead. They said I'd never get to this point. But here I stand. They warned that success is unlikely, that victory is improbable, and maybe so. But if this was for everyone, I wouldn't want it. They pointed to their own limitations and proclaimed them to be mine. But that's the thing about limits. They'll exist wherever you place them, and I have placed mine behind me. See, human beings make things unnecessarily complicated. Instead of drawing a direct line from point A to point B, we create 100 reasons why it's too hard, too tough. We construct distractions. There is no hard, there is no easy. There is a goal, the price that must be paid, and the eyes observing from a distance, wondering just maybe if they could do the same. The saying goes that a wolf need not concern himself with the opinions of sheep, that those who watch and admire are often the first to throw stones, to criticize, to condemn. But listening to them contradicts the very thing that gives the wolf its power, its strength. His ascent is threatening, not because he is like everyone else, but because he dares to be different. There will be a point when the mountains tower over you, the oceans obstruct your way, and the masses tell you no. perfect. Right now is not a decision that involves debate. This is no democracy. This is a promise unfolding before your very eyes. This is truth, the new reality. It's about embracing what makes you different, not hiding from it. I'm fighting for separation, walking into what most avoid in pursuit of a return that most can only dream of. And as far as I'm concerned, you can either do the same or spend your life criticizing and wishing that you did. Sheep stay within the confines of what they know, angry at those who left, who wanted more, yet angrier at themselves for staying right where they are. This is all we get. One rodeo, one opportunity. So before you make your next move, look hard at your reflection and ask yourself, are you a wolf or a sheep? Live accordingly. You can have your ups and downs. No one will refute that. You can get knocked on your ass, have moments of fear and doubt, but that is growth, not failure. Growth is taking the uncomfortable and adapting to it, overcoming the obstacles that inevitably get in your way. Failure, on the other hand, is deciding that growth is no longer worth the sweat. Because I'll tell you what, there's always a way to win, and I truly believe that. Sometimes the cost is extreme, sometimes the price is more than everyone around you is willing to pay, but that's a conversation that you need to have with yourself. Just know that if you want it, somewhere there exists a solution, and knowing that is the beginning of greatness. It is the start of success. And as for that question, what if I fail? Here's some insight. That thought is wasted time and it is wasted energy, because as far as your goals go, you pull the strings. You are the writer, you are the director, and you are the actor. Failure only occurs when you write it into your script, when you choose it for an ending. And it is one ending, one of many. It is one approach of many. Once you've started that march towards what's important to you, do not let failure be the choice that you make. Choose growth. Choose the adventure. Choose the long way home. Victory over defeat, the uphill climb over regret. Choose to move forward when most wouldn't. It's the decision you'll always be thankful you made. At some point, you have to see that you're not simply playing conservatively. You're not being a perfectionist. It's not about being okay with where you are. No, if we're going to get anywhere, let's be truthful. Let's call it what it is. These things, these ideas, these excuses are a derivative of fear. The problem with possibility is that it's incredibly hard to quantify. Technically, if you've never had it, you've never lost it. And that is how we rationalize staying where we are. That's why we compartmentalize the things we want most as dreams. But for a second, let's be bigger. Let's start from the premise that what life can provide or become is limitless. It is truly infinite. And when you sit on an idea or you refuse to begin, you are in fact losing. Every single thing around you, everything, at one point it began. At one point someone summoned the courage to reach out and take what's in front of them. Maybe you do the same. Maybe you take that step. Maybe the first few times go terribly wrong. Maybe it's terrifying. Maybe you find out who has your back, who your real friends are, and maybe those truths scare you. But guess what? Guess what those steps turn into? Confidence, amplified purpose, and most importantly, more steps. You get to see right in front of you as your demons diminish, evaporate. The higher you climb, the better the view, the longer the road, the greater the experience. I would rather fall 1,000 times and continuously get back up stronger than be someone who looks at the world through a window like it's some fairy tale. Because at the end of the day, sure, they have no scratches, scrapes, or bruises, but I have no limits, and I'd make that trade any day. It is time to stop separating what you want from what you have and take that step forward. It's time to go get it. No one is stopping you. Nothing is stopping you. And in fact, if you choose to be, you are unstoppable. So take a look in the mirror, lace up your shoes, open the door, and begin. It's time. The mind is like water, necessary for survival, productivity, but can just as easily drown out that likelihood of success. And I can tell you with confidence, you've never seen your body's limitations. What you've seen are the limitations of your mind. When you're tired or uncomfortable, weak or unsure, these things start as fear, being planted in your brain and attempting to grow roots, looking to acquire the real estate that exists between your ears. It's a powerful source. It can manipulate you, your reality, anyone and everyone around you. But it only exists with your permission, and we're not always cognizant that we've opened the gate and let it in. That's the crazy part. Oh, but we do, subconsciously or not. It's the reason you haven't gone as far as you can go, pushed as hard as you possibly can, because at some point, fear stood between you and what you want. At some point, you started asking yourself if you've gone too far. Look, it doesn't matter if it's athletics or business or art or anything. When things become uncomfortable or hurt, fear always shows its face. It's not because, you know, you're dragging your leg on the floor or your knee gave out. It's not because you can't go on. It's because those thoughts trickle into your mind about not being able to finish. What if I can't handle this? I don't usually go this far. Am I pushing harder than I normally do? Is this right? Is it dangerous? Is it over the top? These thoughts are the seed of destruction, a virus. But here's the remedy. Right? There's a saying in Naval Special Operations that when your mind is telling you you're done, when you feel maxed out, you are only at 40% capacity. You haven't scratched the surface. And value isn't obtained until, in one way or another, you're able to realize this and push the panic, the anxiety back underground. You're not stopping because you can't go on. You're stopping because of the what-ifs and the worst-case scenarios. You're stopping because you're preconditioned to stay within boundaries. Because that seed has grown into concerns about the world conspiring against you, but the body does not control the mind dictates what the body does. See, the thing about life is that we all have narratives. We all have stories that we believe, and here's why that's important. Everything that happens to you or around you will be molded into your narrative. If you see something as crazy or far-fetched or impossible, life will be nothing more than evidence of that belief. Pain will be a wall 10 feet high. The old saying is, seek and you shall find. What you look for is what you get. Expect greatness and the body will listen. Your world will conform. That's why believing is being. The body, it executes. Loyal to every belief, you'll always be what you decide to be. There's only one thing in our lives that we're never able to reacquire once it's gone. And I'm not talking about money, I'm not talking about material items, I'm talking about time. And it's such a unique concept, unique idea, because when utilized correctly, it contains the ingredients to success, to happiness, to growth, prosperity, all the things we want. But at the very same time, if neglected, it leaves us with very little. Because the truth is, every morning when you wake up, you are living minutes you will never get back. You are breathing air you will never take in again. It is your one opportunity to embrace this gift. And every second sees a little of it slip away. And my point is that there is no moment more important, more perfect than right now. Not in a week, not after your promotion, not in 30 years when you plan to retire and relax. Right now. See, we have this mentality that the future is going to somehow mean more than the present. That if we suffer now, or if we're unhappy now, that we'll save the best in life for some other time. But the reality is, we don't get younger. Yes, we should be working hard. Absolutely. Success comes from effort, hard work, dedication, persistence. But the key is, allocate your precious time to the work, to the things that make you feel like today is powerful. That right now is so amazing, you don't want it to end. Today is when you take the first step towards the things you want. When you become who you want to become. No one is ever or will ever keep you from that other than yourself. There is no ceiling, there is no limitation, there is no special requirement. There is you and what you allow yourself to accomplish. You are the gatekeeper. You have your foot on the gas pedal. And it's so easy to point to others, right? To point to our environment, to blame things on everything. But our decision to stick to the status quo. Because believe it or not, it is that simple. You are where you are because that's where you've decided to be. And you've accepted that as okay. Look, if you want change, then manufacture change. Create a plan and move. Go. Transform. Step out of your head and into the real world. Think about how lucky we are. To be alive in this day and age with access to all the information we could ever dream of, technology that enables growth, freedom to pursue any path that looks appealing, anything we could ever want is right in front of us, yet we don't embrace it. Why? Why in the world would we let that be? Nothing is more important in life than living it. Nothing makes us feel more energized, more free, more happy than following the path we were meant to take. It's having the courage to step over the obstacles, to face the challenges, to be uncomfortable. And at the beginning, it's tough, right? Change is tough. Getting what you want isn't easy. There's a period of struggle, of growth, but once you get through it, you understand what living really is. Which brings us right back to the concept of time, our small existence on this planet, the greatest gift a human being can receive. You, by default, have it. Don't ever let it be in vain. The future isn't when happiness someday occurs. It's a continuation of you living every moment to the fullest, from now until your last. Make every trip around the sun better than the previous. Never let a moment of sunshine, clouds, or rain deprive you of your gift. Be the best version of yourself you can be. Live the life you were meant to live. All it takes is a simple decision. Today belongs to the architect. He sees towers before they pierce the sky, an opportunity before it transforms into the extraordinary. He knows that what he wants most cannot be given. It must be sculpted. So he builds. He builds because those skylines don't raise themselves from the earth. The extraordinary does not appear on its own. They are dreamed into existence by the architects of reality. The ones who seek not to take from the world, but to contribute to it. Today is the beginning of something new. Something better, something worth remembering. And it's existed long before the present moment, waiting for your vision, your courage, your persistence to bring it to life. Too many times we fail to reach into the realm of what we know and get more of ourselves. It's okay to struggle, to be wrong, to have to rebuild 1,000 times, but the great tragedy is closing our eyes and walking by life's opportunity. Everything you need to rebuild the life you dream of is around you, your every move. If only you'd reach for it, see it before your eyes, you become the architect of change. Nothing is impossible when you are the one setting the rules, when your hand draws the guidelines. You are not at the mercy of the world. You are creating it. This is yours. And there will never be a moment like it again. So don't run from it or hope life gives you what you want. Take the pieces in front of you and construct your masterpiece.